Is May 9th, 2005. And for clarification purposes, for the leg on the other council.
Made a big mistake.
Yeah, it was too far away from you. Okay. My name is Dave McCall. I'm a student here at Weber State University. The date is February 9th, 2005. I'm here, May 9th, 2005. I'm here with Dr. Gundy in the Health Sciences building. Just for clarification purposes, Dr. Gundy, could you please tell us your name, and then if you could spell it out.
Full name is Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, and the last name is Gundy, G-U-N.
Tell us where you were born.
I was born in Pennsylvania.
Life like growing up there?
It was fun for a young boy. Did a lot of hiking in the woods, did a lot of fishing.
Got you interested in the field of work that you're in right now?
My original field was biology. I was always very interested in biology. I loved biology. It was my favorite subject in high school, and so I pursued it. Got my bachelor's degree in biology and a master's in human anatomy physiology with administration, and I just wanted to try a new challenge.
Wonderful. Could you tell us a little bit about your educational background?
Yes, I attended the University of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So there's my master's and my PhD in four fellowships. One at the Academy of Health Sciences in San Antonio, Texas, while I was at Colorado State University, Fort Collins College.
What brought you out here?
I traveled in the Southwest while I was doing my dissertation at the University of Pittsburgh. Fell in love with the place, fell in love with the mountains, fell in love with the low humidity, and so on. Finished my last postdoc.
You told me earlier that you had, with studies that you had, that you made the transition to, you get interested in that.
When I did my dissertation, there wasn't such a thing as a computer, not one that. Then in the mid-70s, I guess it was, toward the late 70s, my wife said, hey, I went to a meeting in Taiwan. I started doing a little programming. I'm assuming that certain things could be taught a lot better using a computer, like muscle contraction, for example.
I'm interested how, switching to the chi tester, how you told me that you were in collaboration with two other people.
Right.
Okay, and who were their names?
Eric Jacobson. Here at Weber State, and Jeff Wilden.
Right. Are you the original, did you come up with the original concept, or was it a collaborated effort?
Oh, you know, I don't really remember. Certainly either Eric and I talking to each other came up with the original idea, and back in the early 90s, it's when we started to move into online classes, other kinds of distance. We could have a website with our course materials on there, reaching out to the student by computers, but when it came to giving a test, we would send out paper and pencil tests. We'd all filled out, and then the student would wait another several weeks to get them. We were stone knives and bear claws when it came to doing the evaluation. The testing job is we had to streamline our testing procedures. We have none at our criteria.
I can tell you from a personal experience with Chi-Tester that it's nice to just go down there to wherever the centers are and just to be able to type it up. You know, you get good hand cramps and things, that, especially in the history department, if you've got big essays to write on your tests or something, it makes it nice to just be able to type it out that way. Were there any major or maybe not major, but what were some of the early, if any, problems that you had with PyTester?
Well, we didn't. I started this in 1994. I actually programmed the first version of KiTester. It wasn't called KiTester. Actually, it didn't have any name at all at that time. I didn't think it should be internet-based at all. But the first problem was really deciding some very that there were specific big problems. There were just a series of decisions to be made. And the problems were, how do we make the right decision? So that the other little problems, there's always problems of change management, of all those things are problems, but they're problems that you expect to have when you're doing
an undertaking that just just over my head. But
and nowadays it's over. There's no one person who can do KiTester now.
It would have happened, and maybe this is just a question. What would have happened if it would have gone the other way?
Phone-based?
Yeah, a phone-based.
Yeah. It would have been, well, it would have failed eventually because, as they do in most of our testing centers, people, of course, would have continued to assess it, and it just would have been several years behind.
How has, in your opinion, how has Tester gone over with faculty and students?
Well, I could, with a little bit of research, quote figures to answer that question. How many tests given? That's our most. Every technology, every objectively measurable sounds, and of course, graphic sounds, movies.
Right. KiTester now. Do you see it making any changes in the future, or pretty much remaining the same?
It's, well, behind the scenes, there are continually large changes behind the scenes, but right now there are some especially large changes behind the scenes associated with our switch from the STARS, the Student Information System STARS, to getting in the fall. It will have to get all of that information through links. There are more visible change that has to go on, well, too, but it's a great advantage if it does, and that is interfacing KiTester with WebCT, our course management system, and on just once into, say, WebCT and be able to get to KiTester without a light on again. That's another major initiative.
Yeah, I had an interview with Ted Brown around for, I think, since about 88. What were your feelings, or what are your feelings about the STARS program?
It's like any, like almost any piece of software, what it was intended for at the time when it was created. But people really love STARS, what it does. It's customized. We made it. People talk to people who don't agree with that. Naturally, Fords people drive Chevys, they're Republicans, they're Democrats. People inherently disagree on certain things. STARS is one of those things. There's another group of people who never liked it, thought we never should have done it, etc. Everybody will agree about is that it couldn't keep up with the ever-changing face of technology to which that it was written in that is in jail anyway. So as some effort into redoing it from the ground up or go with some standard off-the-shelf program like Man, they of course had a lot to say about that, and essentially it was definitely met our needs.
This banner so much better.
It's not so much better as a general state. In fact, there are many ways in which it's not as good. The old STARS. It's not our own program. It's an off-the-shelf program. Ours is, I mean, Banner is definitely better in some ways across the board.
Ways will it? Can it take us into the future?
By being a modern program, a new piece of software, it does support all the modern technologies. And as and since it is used broadly, I mean, all over the place, software companies have to do that. Gen 1 the second time is because there's a second version that has more features than the first. There's a high likelihood of that.
I want to go back a little bit too, but your orchestra certainly is a great accomplishment. What do you consider?
It's kind of a tough one, but I would just to answer that very generally instead of very specifically. Dice and share my toys. You know, the old kindergarten thing. If you share your toys, you're likely to make out a whole lot better than if you don't. And that's about the only thing I can say, I think, about my...
So it's a great contribution. and it can be for others, but it's the way that... your ideas and things like that do become great. Is that you do? What do you see yourself doing 5 years from now?
Oh, 5 years from now, I see myself being retired and retain my contacts with Weber State. Just go out, keeping up some of the things I do now, but so playing a lot harder.
Not the recreation.
I have a long, long list. That includes sailing, photography, shooting sport.
Yeah. Things pertaining to technology need happen.
I would like to see the technology. ESG is one of the, is at the center of this change. There's so much change. Faculty members have to spend an awful lot of time. Do I submit my grades this year? How do we put our courses online? First, we did it all on our own. Then we had our Weber State Online and our system that we now call our legacy system. Of our time goes to just learning how to change and how to use the new tools. This is to some degree necessary, but it is also to some degree takes up time that I'd rather spend. I would, ease of use, I would like to see the complexity decrease so that we don't do just learning the mechanics of how to do it. Really, I enjoy technology, but the average faculty member doesn't enjoy it, I think, as much as I do, much appreciate it. Just leave things the same for a year or two, please. You know how to do this now. Let me do it so that I can concentrate on teaching.
Or anything else that you can tell me about KyTester?
I've written up a whole history of KyTester. Well, it's actually just a brief history of KyTester. There are other universities and some new things coming up.
But I appreciate you taking your time. Thank you very much.
All right. You're